the 10th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Matthew. As Jesus was walking on, he saw a man named Matthew at his seat in the custom house, and said to him, "Follow me." And Matthew got up and followed him. Now it happened, while Jesus was at table in Matthew's house, many tax collectors and other sinners joined Jesus and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why is it that your master eats with those sinners and tax collectors?" When Jesus heard this, he said, "Healthy people do not need a doctor, but sick people do. Go and find out what this means. What I want is mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The commentary today is from Father Jorge Loring, SJ, from Cádiz in Spain. Today Jesus speaks to us of the joy the conversion of someone who grew apart from God can give us. But some Gospels have texts that can be misunderstood, such as, "I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Or this other, Jesus also said, "In the same way, heaven would be happier over one lost sinner who returns to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away." It looks like God would prefer we were sinners, but this is not so. The joy is greater because it is a different type of joy, completely new. If a young immigrant comes back home, his mother experiences a joy her other sons that remained with her cannot give her. His mother would have certainly preferred his son not to have emigrated to find a job, but with his return home, she feels a very special kind of exaltation. When a seriously ill son recovers his health, his father has to find a new kind of happiness, which his healthy sons cannot procure him. But the father would still have preferred his son not to have fallen ill at all. It is the same joy the father of the prodigal son felt when the prodigal son came back home. It is evident that the Lord wants us to be faithful to him, and that we do not grow apart from him. But when we do, he goes out looking for us, as the good shepherd that leaves his flock at the sheep pen and goes out seeking the one lost sheep until he finds it. Healthy people do not need a doctor, but sick people do. Jesus Christ, divine doctor, does not wait for the ailing to come, but he himself goes out to find them. St. Augustine says, Jesus calls sinners to peace, and the ailing to cure.